like to drink alone. I'm out. Day by day.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
The one for me. Yeah, if I could be the one. Delphi twin from Liverpool to Istanbul and two times back again.
Paris, you lie like the city of lights, and you fight like my parents about who and what and when. And you barely even shared it. Good night to the pretty old sky, and good night to the terrace where we knew what we'd been. And your mind is just like theirs is. To die, what a pity to die without getting to cherish all the things you left behind. And I know you know what fair is. So why do you sit there and cry like you might have to bear this? Like you'd even have to try. I know for a fact I'm on your mind like all the time. And when you get back to being fine, then I'm your guy. In the valley there's a river that moves like a snake, how it glides and it slithers away in a way that makes it seem to only grow bigger. There's a boat upon this river.
What? Oh, sorry guys.
Hello, we're not the normal group here. I'm sorry if you were looking forward to listening to the Desperate Hours, but...
But this is technically still the Desperate Hours, and I mean that in a literal and figurative sense.
What?
You know, these are desperate hours.
This is true.
Yeah, I think it's more fitting than ever. anyways, so this is the Desperate Hours, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, my name is Emma. This is
Annabelle.
And we are here filling in because that's what a lot of happens. Wow, English. A lot of what happens at WMFO. So
yes, we need the hours so that we can have our radio show, which, quick plug, actually, we can't plug it because we don't know what it is next semester.
That's true. It might be something different.
Yes.
We actually have a regular show right now called the Dual Degree Hour because we're dual degree students, which we do with our other dual degree friend.
Yes.
But it is at 6 a.m. Is it 6?
It's at 6 a.m. usually, but we don't know what it is going to be next semester, but hopefully at a better time, and we'll see. Anyway, you just heard a part of On Your Mind by Noah Flourish and some other song that I can't read from here.
Maya Delphi Twin.
I don't know. It was playing when we got here.
Kenny.
Cute. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to WMFO. We're going to continue with some fun music.
And talking, obviously.
Because that's what we do here. Because it's freeform radio, so we can do whatever we want.
Because it's our show, and not yours.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways, I remember there was something that I wanted to talk about now that we are here, but I can't remember what that thing was.
I don't either, because I'm not in your mind.
Hopefully. Well, let's just talk about for a second finals week. How is finals week going for you, Annabelle?
It's very stressful. I have a paper due tonight, and then a paper due tomorrow at 2:30, a final tomorrow at 2:30, and then another final on Monday. So I'm a little bit stressed out, but I'm here, de-stressing, listening to some cool jams, and hanging out with some friends, so... One friend.
Hello, this is my Tinder profile. I like hanging out with friends and listening to cool music.
Yeah, that's probably what my Tinder profile said when I had it.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
No, I feel that on an emotional level, except I don't, because I only have one more exam.
Get out of here. But it's okay.
Yeah, everyone hates me now because of what I just said, because I'm sure that many of our listeners, if they exist, still have...
Do they exist?
...have exams. Let's check. I'm sure this is a scintillating conversation for whoever they may be. Apparently 18, but no, that was the 19, but...
math.
It's okay. Speaking of math, I had my calc final.
Today.
Call in if you also took that.
And oh, yeah, you can call us at 855-915-WMFO, or you can Google WMFO, and there's a call button, like, right there. So if you do want to talk about finals week with us, you can. Or if you have any song requests, you can call in and tell us.
Yeah, specifically because this is the Desperate Hours. I feel like this should be a de-stressing experience for anyone who is... currently experiencing catatonic panic, which is
me all the time.
Specifically me today during my calculus exam, which hopefully I passed.
Right.
But it's really a 50-50 chance at this point, in my opinion. And I mean, that's not usually a good thing because my opinion tends to be correct.
Oh, dear. That was really aggressive. Well, I hope that it went well for you. I feel like since you've been in a calc class this whole semester, you probably know about calc, which means that you probably did okay on the exam.
So you'd think that.
I do think that.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I have hope for you. I think it went well.
Yeah.
And I hope all of your guys' exams go well, too. And if you are not a college student, I hope your life goes well.
I hope your exams go well, too.
Yeah. Even if your exams come in, like, different forms, right?
Like, they're crossing the street correctly?
In Boston, which is quite the trial.
It is a very difficult exam to pass.
Emma and I almost got hit by a car today.
Oh, yeah. That hustle was so speedy.
We had to hustle over here because we planned our time out poorly, and that's why we were late to the show.
But it was worth it. Doc's End. This is a quick plug for my favorite restaurant so far in, I guess it's not really Boston, it's
Medford.
It's Somerville.
You're
Davis
correct.
Is in Somerville. Doc's End. Street Thai food. They are cow soy. It's like this spicy curry soup with delicious flat noodles and
yum. God.
It is, quite frankly, the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good, tasty snack.
You've never had it.
I did have the fried rice, which I vouch for as a vegetarian who cannot eat fish. So, if you are vegetarian or vegan, you can also eat there and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself so much.
Yes.
We had the dumplings for the first time today.
They were so good.
Oh,
they were so good.
Yes, they were so good.
On our radio show, our normal radio show, we have a segment called Slaps and Flaps. And this is, I think, a different version of that. I think we always end up talking about food one way or another.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
the priority of my life.
Yeah, me too. Food is really good.
Yes, it is good. I don't know. It is something, I remember, like, one of our friends is currently writing about food because she's in a class that is all about food.
Maddie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, thanks for confirming. Yeah, no, and basically her final paper is on why food is good.
Yeah.
And I really wish I had been in that class. I have no idea what it's called.
Food systems.
There we go. Thanks for knowing.
I asked her about it because I'm interested in food systems, so.
I'm interested in food.
Well, food systems is more, like, environmentally focused, which is my field of interest, so.
More stuff for your Tinder profile.
I do have a girlfriend, so.
Yeah, okay. But I'll keep a notes app on my phone, just in case.
Just in case, thank you.
No,
anyway,
but I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm going to read this thing before we forget so that we don't not read a PSA. Can I read this PSA?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to beatbox for you and then you can rap it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to read this out of particular.
But I'll do the
okay,
beat.
Okay, got it. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations drive Google form, then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the next Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google forum. Help support the station and everything we do. Thank you. Please do this because it is important to all of us that we continue to be on the radio. It's really fun.
And without your donations, you would not have heard the pleasure streaming directly into your ear holes.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah. It's hard to bounce back after that.
No, yeah.
But I'll cue a song, so talk about something.
You need me to log into my phone so that you can cue something.
I don't need you to log into your phone. I've already inputted my fingerprint.
That's really concerning because, okay. speaking of technology, I'm scared of people having their thumbs in my phone because my thumbprint also unlocks like my bank account on my phone.
I didn't actually put my thumbprint on your phone.
I know, but sometimes people are like, "Oh, can I like put my thumb into your phone?" Because my friends from home and I are super close, so it's easy to like be in each other's lives and stuff. And one of the things that some of us do is put our thumbs in other people's phones. But I'm scared that if I do that, they will transfer all of the money out of
their bank account. I don't know if I follow. You're expecting that they're going to take the data that's on their phone of your fingerprints, somehow extrapolate that and use that to log into your bank account?
No, I'm saying that, like, my friend Catherine's thumbprint is on my phone, and I live in constant fear that she's going to transfer all the money out of my bank account and put it into her account.
But I don't think that, like, the fingerprint...
It does. I can show you. I have the app for my bank.
My fingerprint would work on it, right?
No, because your thumb isn't in my phone, but her thumb is.
Sure, it's not.
That's really concerning. Anyway, please don't steal all of my money, Emma, while you're queuing a song. Anyway, that's weird fears that I have that I know aren't valid, but still feel adequate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I guess.
You guess?
I mean, like, money is just a social construct, so...
It's not, though. Unfortunately. We rely on it.
So, let me just talk about this song for, like, 2 seconds, because...
Of course.
You know, my favorite album of all time is Amy Winehouse's Frank, which is objectively the best album of all time, and if anyone says anything else, they're just wrong.
Okay.
The second part to this song, which for some reason, since this is the U.S. Queen version, they are supposed to be heard together, which is You Sent Me Flying and Cherry. And Cherry was the very first song that I learned on guitar, and You Sent Me Flying was my third top song for this year.
Cool.
On the Spotify Unwrapped thing. And I don't know,
it's
they have a...
Spotify Wrapped.
Okay, sure.
I'm right.
yeah, I know. But the song particularly has a soft spot in my heart because it's very good. And I don't know, they just don't make songs like this, like pop songs like this. Because like the song, like, I mean, like Amy Winehouse is a pretty like famous singer.
Yes, she is.
And she's my favorite singer.
Uh-huh.
But like, I don't know, I feel like, it's been a while since Lizzo. I mean, Lizzo's kind of like redefining everything, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. We stan Lizzo. In this household, we stan Lizzo.
But I feel like it's been a while since like a pop singer has kind of like challenged the medium. Like, I feel like in the last 10 years, it's kind of been like a lot of like, they all have a chorus, they all have a refrain, they all have like three verses, and then it ends.
Yeah.
Whereas like, so much of Frank just like totally played around with that within this really cool blend of like hip hop and jazz.
Yes.
Which, I mean, it's just it's so good. So,
let's hear it.
I know you'll enjoy it because it's a good song.
Heck yeah.
Wait, restart it, dude. I want this song to be heard in its full
glory.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let you outside dust and my new badoo. While you were thinking, I didn't have a clue. Tough to sort files with your voice in my head. So then I bribed you downstairs with a Marlboro Red. And now I feel so small discovering you knew how much more torture would you have put me through. You probably saw me laughing at all your jokes, or how I did not mind when you stole all my smokes, yeah. Kicked me to the curb. to bludgeon my futile tears. And I'm not used to this, no, no. I observe, yeah, I don't chase, but now I sit with consequences thrust in my face, yeah. Reflects right back to me. So I'm not as into you as I appear to be.
You to shame.
And we're back.
We are back.
You just heard You Sent Me Flying / Cherry from Amy Winehouse. That is the best song ever written on Frank Deluxe Edition.
Okay.
Maybe not the best song ever written. There's some other Amy songs that are definitely in high competition. No, but
it's like good. I enjoy it. I just have a different music taste than you. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, but it's objectively good.
It is objectively good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, I'm not going to fight you on that.
Thank God. Anyways, yeah. She is my favorite artist because she's magical. And RIP, Amy. Mm-hmm. We miss you every day. And by that, I mean me. Anyways.
That's fair. I respect that.
What we were going to talk about, because I thought it would be very funny, is the fact that like there's this thing that you just have to accept when you're born a woman and it's getting Instagram DMs from random guys from random guys that will just ask you, like, I mean, like, I always get this thing where it's like the same like opener that they're just like, okay, can I ask you a question? And like the problem with starting with that is like, I mean, the problem for me with starting with that is I'm too curious of a person to not know where this is going. Like, I need to know what the question is, even though I already know what the question is, at least not in such simple terms. Anyways, back to the topic at hand, which is Meme Dino. That is M-E-M-E.
Are you really going to, like, dox this?
Of the what? 16 people that may or may not be listening. I know you're
plus
not.
Whoever's in the car, it's rush hour.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I forgot about that. Anyway, so there's this guy. I guess I won't finish how you spell Dino, but you can guess if you really want to get in touch with the guy. But he texted me, can I ask you a question, which I've already kind of prefaced. And of course I had to say, well, what is the question? Well, I actually said, shoot, my dude, you know, like how you would normally ask someone to respond.
Yeah.
Anyways. Right. And then he asked me, of course, have you ever had a sugar daddy? Which is a great
as
opener.
Men do.
In which I said no, because I've not ever had a sugar daddy before. And then he said, well, would you like one? And I said, I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, I don't know how much money is on the table here, and I don't know what I have to do. Maybe it's just, you know, talking to him every once in a while. And then I don't know where it went. He's like, oh, well, what's the deciding factor? Is it the money or what you would have to do? And I said, well, I mean, I don't know how much money's on the table, so I can't really answer that question.
Uh-huh.
And then this is kind of where the conversation stopped, because we were having a delightful dinner at Dachshund. Plug, go there. It's amazing. when he texted my friend Maggie on Instagram as well, asking the exact same question, you know, can I ask you a question?
For context, Emma and Maggie look very similar. They have very similar aesthetics, I feel like, or similar, like, looks. They both have this dyed blonde hair, these same glasses, and, like, similar facial features. And many people have thought that they are sisters or related or something along those lines. Anyways, so it's clear that this man has a type.
Meme Dino has a type.
Meme Dino.
So then we were like, oh, you know what would be hilarious is if we say that we are sisters and continue exploring the options that this man may lay before us. So yeah, that's really where I was at. Maybe it's funnier in my head. Now that I say it out loud, it's kind of disturbing.
The thing is, it's disturbing, but we think it's funny because it's so, like, honestly traumatic.
Yeah.
If it was out of context. I don't know. I feel like...
No, I feel like that's exactly... Like, when this kind of stuff happens, you have to laugh at it.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, you can't sleep at night.
No, because it's super uncomfortable to think that men just exist in this world who act like this. Like, I don't like to think about that at all. Makes me incredibly uncomfortable. So, we think it's funny.
Yeah.
We decide to mess with them. We're like, haha, sugar daddy. That's funny.
Yeah. I'm not that I am shaming anyone who does have a sugar daddy. In fact, I'm very, very proud of you for doing what I should do, mainly just because I'm broke and I have very limited talents. So, like, maybe why not participate in something?
Maybe why not?
Yeah, exactly. But also, you know, don't do things that you aren't comfortable with, ladies.
This is true.
Particularly, you know, meeting up with men whose profile picture is two dogs and nothing else.
Yikes.
I'm sorry, that's like the Instagram equivalent of a white van with candy in it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. Oh, that's a great analogy.
Thank you.
They're very analogous. I think that's great.
Yeah. Call in if you've ever had a similar experience, or if Meme Dino has contacted you. you can be sisters with me and Maggie, and we can.
I want him to think that every woman in this world
is related.
Related.
Honestly, that would probably turn them on more.
That's so incredibly.
I probably
disturbing.
Can't say that on radio. Never
you
mind.
Actually,
I totally
can't.
Take that up. I'm sorry. I said that would totally make them feel more uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't know what I can do to like fix that. I wish I could go back and erase what
you
I just
cannot,
said.
You cannot, and I think dwelling on it makes it worse. So let's continue.
I really hope no one's listening.
No, I think we're all good. And I mean, anyway,
this is why I really should not be allowed to speak.
This is like a hard stop there. No, I think thinking about these things is incredibly interesting. My friends from home and I actually had a very similar conversation just earlier today about strange men on the internet, and I'm trying to find it, except I cannot. Oh, wait, here it is. And it's in real life. It's this version, but in real life. My friends sent to the Instagram group chat this post that says, pretending you can't notice weird men staring at you is, in fact, a talent, which it is.
Yeah.
And I think every single girl in my group chat was all like, aha, yeah, mood. Because...
oh, no.
Because what are you supposed to do? And I think, especially for me, when I'm out with my lady friend, it becomes exponentially worse. Because men are like, aha, this is cute. And then I'm like, oh, no, it is time to leave.
Yeah, this is why I never leave the house.
Yeah, no, exactly. This is why I'm the most comfortable in my dorm room doing absolutely nothing.
To be fair, your dorm room is very comfortable.
It is. It's super aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
It's very nice.
It's also nice and warm since you got the heater.
Yeah, we got the heater because the heating in Bush is broken, and it's been broken for weeks.
That was
sad about it.
that was pretty good. I liked the performance. 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Back on the topic of weird guys, because I don't really want to move away from this quite yet.
I think it's very interesting, and I think our listeners probably think this is interesting, too. And if we're being super obnoxious, you can call in and tell us to stop.
If you can't read between the margins, we have no show planned for today. Please call us so that we don't just freeform chat.
No, I think we're allowed to freeform chat, and hopefully I think our listeners think that this is interesting because no one's stopped listening yet.
So let me refresh, make sure. Oh!
People have stopped listening.
Never mind. But more people have joined the high-quality stream, so I'm going to hope that, like...
they switched. One person... Right.
And one day, like, I was going up to him, and...
Sorry.
I went up to him, and his wife and his child were in the washroom, and he was like, I saw you at the farmer's market yesterday. You were wearing orange pants and a yellow shirt. And I was like, oh, I didn't even remember if that's what I was wearing. But then when I walked home and saw the clothes on the floor, I was like, oh, that was what I was wearing.
Yeah.
And then he said, I wanted to go talk to you, but I know some people are uncomfortable if you approach them outside of their work. And I was like, haha, well, thank you. Yeah, that would have made me uncomfortable. And then he's like, oh, well, you look very nice. And I swear, I nearly... because this guy was, like, 45 or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, I spent the rest of, like, my shift and then the next, like, several times that he came in avoiding him or avoiding eye contact with him.
Yeah.
Which is hard because it wasn't a very big restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's difficult. Yeah.
Anyways, and that's like not the only time that's happened. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
that's the only time that kind of thing happened. No. It was even weirder when I worked in an ice cream shop.
Oof.
Where I was like 14 or 15.
Uh-oh.
And like similar, like not like that bad. That was probably the worst it's ever been, but like the similar kind of weird comments that are made.
Yeah, to all of our male listeners out there, a good compliment is specific and usually not appearance based, whereas if you see someone and you're like, oh, she looks nice, don't be like, oh, you look really pretty. Be like, I really like your earrings, or I think the way you've done your hair is really cool, or something like that.
No, like, I honestly, like, I love when people tell me that, like, I'm wearing cool clothes.
Yeah, no, exactly. But if someone is like, oh, you look pretty, especially, or you look beautiful, or you look hot, like, these sorts of compliments, especially when coming from someone far older than you, is disturbing, as opposed to a compliment.
Yeah, like, I don't know, I was very close with my art teacher in high school.
No, that sort of thing is fine.
No, I know, but, like, it was sort of fun, like, if I was dressed up nice, he'd be like, oh, like, I like your outfit. It's not weird.
No, that's not weird at all.
And, like, there is a way
like
of...
your outfit. So, like,
I feel like, like, a sort of, like, defensive thing right now is, like, oh, like, what, you can't call people...
You can't compliment anyone. What am I supposed to say? I can't talk to women anymore.
Like, it's not like it's impossible. It's just that it's like, please don't tell me exactly what I was wearing yesterday and then tell me I look nice when I don't know you.
One way he could have approached that, I feel like, has been like, oh, I thought that your outfit was super cool and unique. I hadn't seen anyone wearing something like that before. That, I think, is a better compliment because the outfit stood out, and then he complimented just the outfit as opposed to thinking that you looked, like, good or something. Like, that's just icky.
No, yeah, especially just because, like, the whole, I don't know, the weirdest part about it was, like, the whole, like, his wife and kid were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was like, it's almost like you waited for this. I mean, like, obviously, maybe it wasn't something that came across like that, but, like...
It definitely, I don't know,
it's just like, it's already stressful enough to be working in a restaurant. I don't want to have to, like, be worried about that kind of thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's very fair, so.
Especially because one of my coworkers, oh God, I don't want to, like, get into it. Too bad, but, like, one of my coworkers went to high school with me before I left, because I went to a boarding school. Right. And he texted me like, oh, like, when are you working tonight? Like, I was like, oh, no, I'm not. And then he was like, it was like very late one night, and he started talking about how he had a crush on me I was still in high school.
Eek.
I was like, oh, I did not know that. And then he was like, you're still very attractive now. I'm like, I want to leave. But then what happened was, when I kind of, like, rejected his, like, advances, he got, like, very much, like, down on himself to the point where, like, he was very, like, I was worried about
him. Yes, got it.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So then I had to keep talking to this guy. And then, not that I'm, like, complaining about it, because, like, I always will talk to someone who needs someone to talk to.
Sure, yeah.
But it felt like he was kind of, like, using that as an excuse to regain my confidence.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
that's weird.
When I had to keep working with him, and he was just, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of icky. That's icky. Icky situations. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just specifically because I found out later that he had a girlfriend.
That's so much worse.
Yeah.
That's so much worse. Yeah,
and specifically, I'm not going to talk about the contents of the conversation, but it went a lot further than, like, I thought you were attractive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
yeah.
And then, like, yeah. And then I just had to keep, like, it's not like I could quit. Like, it was a job that I had.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about, like, work that's, like, so much worse about, like, when you have to deal with...
with people who are, like...
don't know boundaries, I guess. Like, the boundaries of, like, professional and, like, personal relationships.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's why, like... office relationships are often frowned upon and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the same thing where, like, here at like, college, you know, like, people are kind of, like, expected not to, you know, date or see people within
Oh, like their like groups and
clubs and stuff. It's kind of off because it's the same thing. It's basically a working relationship.
Yeah, you're expected to remain in this group for at least a couple more years, and by starting to see someone in that group, you're making things a lot more complicated for yourself and them and everyone surrounding you. So
exactly.
Yes.
So, like, in that lens, I totally get it, but also how are you supposed to meet people?
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, it's very
because I do know also that, like, my best friend from back home met her boyfriend, her serious boyfriend, in, like, a year at work, you know?
Yeah.
So, like...
No, I think if there's mutual interest, there's nothing really wrong with it, but I think it starts to become contentious when it's not as mutual, because then there's no way to escape.
That's true, yeah.
But it is interesting. It's very hard to figure out the correct way to deal with things like that. So,
and then at the same time, like, I'm not, like, defending people, but, like, just from, like, an alternative viewpoint is, like, I mean, like, if you like someone...
Yeah, you gotta tell them.
You wanna tell them, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, and I mean, at the exact same time, like, the place where I was working that summer, the same time where I'm complaining about this guy, but, like, texted me and made some, like, unwanted advances on me. Like, I told a bus, like, a dishwasher boy that I liked him at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
So, like, I did the exact same thing.
But you did yours at the end of the summer in a non-threatening way, right?
That's true.
So, yeah. it's not the same. He probably didn't feel that obligation that you felt to keep talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Because you felt like you needed to make sure that this guy was okay because of the way he reacted versus...
Well, yeah, and it was also just the, like... Every time he saw me, he's just, like, purposefully looked upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know how that is.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I'm sorry. I have to work, but now I feel terrible at my shift.
Yeah.
Like, because I feel the need to make everyone around me happy.
Yeah. Oof.
And I already have to try and keep this, like, lady and her 14 kids, who knows where they came from, why did they keep throwing spaghetti on the floor, like, from burning down the restaurant out of anger, and I have to worry about you?
Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's definitely hard, and I think that, like, obviously, like, it's been a very topical issue.
Oh, for sure.
Like, especially, like, the last 2 years, I think, where, absolutely, like, men having... Not, I don't want to be, like, saying men with a capital M, because I don't think it's all men, and I don't think...
Hashtag not all men.
yeah.
No,
and I hate making, like,
men,
sweeping generalizations about people, but, like, I remember in, like, a social studies class, and we were talking about, like, the initial reactions to Harvey Weinstein's accusations, and there was a lot of people that were like, oh, well, it's suddenly, like, women having, like, an upper hand, like, and having control over something that, like, may or may not be true. Like, there's no way to measure the truth value of any of their statements, so, like, they
how
could say,
how does anyone know anyone's ever telling the truth?
I know, but, and they're like, basically, like, the argument is, like, oh, it'll ruin their lives if you come out and say this.
Right.
I'm like, well, it also ruins
the woman's life. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's such a complicated issue.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And I mean, I think, like, the argument that it ruins people's lives is interesting, because I don't think anyone's life is ever really ruined by something like this. I mean, that's, like, super generalization, and, like, also...
Well,
like,
it
varies person to person, but also I've never heard of, like, a man losing opportunity because of something that he did like this, whereas I've heard of women having to, like, move or get fired or something
because Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, and also...
versus Bill Clinton, whose wife literally ran for president.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh ended up getting confirmed, whereas the woman who convicted him had to move and get, like, a security detail because she kept getting death threats, right?
Yeah.
So it's, like, ridiculous that people are like... oh, these women are just doing it for fame and notoriety.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, no. If you come out with something like this, you really mean it, and you really are trying to do something with it, because your life is over after you come out with something like this.
Yeah, I agree.
There's, like, no way to win. If you've been assaulted, your life gets, like, turned upside down, and then you also don't get to come forward about it.
I do remember very distinctly when I was a sophomore in high school that there was this very, like, big scandal at my school about this guy who had purportedly sexually assaulted someone. And then, like, a month later, after this guy had been, like, basically, like, shunned by the entirety of our school, the girl came out and said that it was a lie.
Yeah. See, that kind of thing upsets me because it undervalues actual real claims. But
I also think that it's few and far between.
I think it's super rare. But, I mean, I think that's also unlikely because I did know a girl at my school who came forward and then she had to leave the school, not the guy. Yeah. Like, it's things like that. But
I do think that that's a lot more likely.
Yeah. So that's interesting, though. I think there are lots of different situations, which is unfortunate. There shouldn't be this many situations.
No, yeah. And, like, the worst part about it is, like, I'm saying all this stuff, I mean, about it being, like, a complicated situation, when in reality it really shouldn't be a complicated situation. Like, we should be able to trust people.
Yeah.
And there shouldn't be this much, like, politics surrounding something as simple as, like, whether or not someone has... Like, you wouldn't question... If someone came forward and was like, this guy, like... punched me in the face. No one would be like, yeah, but did he really punch you in the face?
I don't see any bruise.
They'd be like, oh, why'd you punch her in the face? You know, like, I feel like there's a lot less question about assault. But there is a question as soon as it becomes sexual.
Yeah, no. It's interesting. It was just painted on the canon, the hashtag believe survivors, which is interesting because no one does. Eek.
Yeah, so, no, it's really unfortunate. But unfortunate. I mean, like, I don't want to be saying that because I feel like that's a little bit, like, reductionist when you're like, oh, yeah, it's really unfortunate. But, like, as someone, again, like, I feel like all, and the thing that's kind of terrifying is, like, I can make this statement and it's true, you know, like, almost all women have experienced some form.
Absolutely. I don't know a single girl who hasn't been affected by this kind of behavior.
Yeah, and I think, like, the worst part about it, and I truly do believe this, is that it's something that's perpetuated by, I don't want to say, like, the media, but, like, at the same time when we watch movies like Tall Girl and weird like Netflix movies where there's this kind of behavior that's kind of, like, being normalized, then of course men are gonna think it's okay, and then like the problem is,
you just gotta keep pursuing her, and eventually she'll let up, and it's like, no, she says no, it means no. So yeah, it's very interesting.
This has been a very fruitful discussion for me, at least.
Yeah. So we've dissected your Instagram DM and ended up in the hashtag MeToo movement. So good for us. We have about 3 minutes left of this hour, so. Any final closing statements?
Meme Dino, if you're listening, please stop.
Please stop DMing girls asking if they want sugar daddies. It's weird.
But also, how much? I mean, I'm kidding. That's a joke. I swear it's a joke.
But also,
and we'll leave it on that point. So just so you know, this has been The Desperate Hours, which
is not our show. We're subbing,
but it does frame our discussion in a very interesting way. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that those who have listened have enjoyed some chatting, which is kind of contrary to a lot of the music that's played here.
Yes.
Although I did beatbox while
I read the WMFO donations PSA.
And honestly, you heard the best song of all time, so I don't think you really need anything more than that.
Okay. Sure. Yes. It was a good time. I hope you enjoyed. And I guess we still have about a minute, but I don't know what else to say. Yeah.
I was gonna plug my Venmo, but I just realized I don't have one.
Wait, we can plug my Venmo. I don't want a sugar daddy, but if you do want to send me money, my Venmo is... Well, actually, you know what? You should donate to WMFO.
That was a quick turnaround.
I won't plug my Venmo because if you do have money to spare, you should send it to WMFO. You can just Google it. It'll be there. You'll find it. I am going to review my Venmo after.
I'm glad. We flip-flopped around.
It's Annabelle Need, A-N-N-A-B-E-L dash N-I-E-D. Again, if you want to, if you want to send me money.
And you know what? I actually am going to say this. If you want to send me money, you can send it to Annabelle. And then I will force her to give it to me because, of course, you want to send it to me.
No. Anyway, again, my Venmo is at Annabelle, A-N-N-A-B-E-L dash N-I-E-D. Thank you for listening to WMFO. This has been The Desperate Hour, for which we are subbing. It is not our show.